Good morning and welcome to On Fire Radio, brought to you by Catskill Mountain Christian Center, a full gospel family church and Christian academy located at 629 Main Street in beautiful Margaretville, New York. What a great day to go to church. If you don't have a church, come on over to Catskill Mountain Christian Center. We would love for you to be our guest this morning. That's Catskill Mountain Christian Center this morning at 10 o'clock. If you'd like more information about On Fire Radio or Catskill Mountain Christian Center, give us a call at 845-586-4848. I'm Renard Bartow, and I'd like to invite you to join us for the next 30 minutes as we bring you On Fire Radio. Now let's go to Pastor Bob Engelhart with today's message.
This Voice of the Martyrs organization was founded by Richard Wurmbrand, and if you've never read his book, his main book, which is entitled Tortured for Christ, he died in 2001, but he was a Romanian Christian of Jewish descent. In 1948, he became a Christian 10 years before. I think he spent a total of about 14 years in jail, on and off, in these horrible Romanian prisons. And he was finally purchased as a political or a religious dissident for about $10,000. And all of his colleagues in Romania encouraged him to go to the West, where they knew we were free, so that they could bring the message of what the Romanian Christians were suffering, because that was while the Iron Curtain was still up and not everybody really knew. And it's like with the Jewish concentration camps, a lot of people chose not to believe that people were being treated this way. In communist China today, it hasn't been this bad for Christians in probably decades. There was just a mega church somewhere in one of the large cities in China, and the government just took bulldozers and just bulldozed the whole church down. And so there's very strong spirit of Antichrist in the world today. And you're going to be tested on that. You know, you're going to be tested on that. You're going to be tested on your beliefs, and how much you believe. And you find out that the people that actually suffer more and are more outgoing about their faith, and it seems like their life is more difficult, are actually the more joyful Christians. It's the ones that try to outsmart everybody, you know, and try to come up with some kind of a way to, I don't know, either be an invisible Christian, or that kind of thing. Those people actually end up having a harder life than when you get really so confident in the Lord Jesus Christ that it's just a joy to tell people about your love for Jesus. And when you become like that, when you come to that place, you know, it's and even if you get hated for it a couple of times, it's like cool, because you know that there's sides in the world. And you don't have to be this wishy-washy, swishy-swashy, you know, kind of human being anymore, trying to be cool in a world where it's impossible to be cool. Because once you achieve cool, you realize it's not cool at all. You're just a shell of a human being without any strong convictions. It's our strong convictions that give us life. Especially when you believe in something as perfect as Jesus Christ. When you believe in Jesus, you believe in the pure, the right, and the righteous. We ain't very good at it, being it, but we sure do want it. right? We sure do want it for ourselves and for others as well. I just want to tell you, there's another ministry that's called Open Doors. This is called the Voice of the Martyrs, this one that we're plugging today. But Open Doors was founded by a guy widely known as Brother Andrew. And I forget his testimony book, what the name of it is, but he smuggled Bibles into Romania also, I think, and a lot of other countries. That was his whole deal, smuggling Bibles to these places that don't allow Bibles legally to be in their country. So he'd smuggle in his Volkswagen, and he'd have to pray for the guards to go blind. He said, and the Bible says, Jesus opened the eyes of the blind. And he said, I prayed that God would blind the eyes who could see, because he'd have stacks and boxes of Bibles in his little Volkswagen that he was smuggling into countries and passing through these guard posts and stuff. Really, I find this stuff really encouraging and inspiring and all that kind of thing, that we live in a world like that. This is just some statistics. In the past year, the number of Christians experiencing severe persecution increased around the world in the past year by 14%, according to Open Doors 2019 watch list. That's a lot. Open Doors releases their persecution watch list each year, reporting on the top 50 countries where Christians are suffering for their faith. In the last year, the number of Christians experiencing high levels of persecution climbed 30 million to 245 million people in our world today experience high levels of persecution for being Christians. Totaling 1 in 9 Christians experiences high levels of persecution. During the most recent reporting period, 4,136 Christians were killed for their faith, which means an average of 11 Christians are martyred every day. In addition, 2,625 Christians were imprisoned without trial, and 1,266 churches or Christian buildings were attacked. 5 trends in global persecution. Number one, shocking persecution against Christian women in particular. In many places, they experience a double persecution, one for being a Christian and one for being a woman, the report said. Even in the most restricted circumstances, gender-specific persecution is a key means of destroying the minority Christian community. Number two, Islamic oppression continues to impact millions. In 7 of the top 10 nations on the World Watch list, the primary cause of persecution is Islamic oppression. Number three, 2 most populous nations on the rise. For the first time since the start of the World Watch list, India has entered on the top 10, the report said. Additionally, China jumped 16 spots from number 43 to number 27. Number four, the spread of radical Islam across sub-Saharan Africa, that's everything below the Sahara Desert. Anti-Christian terrorist groups have sprung up across the continent, including one that broke away from Nigeria's Boko Haram, that also enslaves Christian women and girls as an integral part of their actual strategy. Number five, more laws aimed at controlling religion. Places like Vietnam, Myanmar, China, North Korea, also a stricter control of religious rights, according to Open Doors. These are 10 nations with the most extreme persecution of Christians, including the score of worst possible mark of 100. North Korea scores a 94, with the worst possible mark being 100. North Korea is a horrible place. Christianity is strictly outlawed. Afghanistan, 94. Somalia, 91. Libya, 87. Pakistan, 87. Sudan, 87. Eritrea, I think that's how you say it, 86, Yemen, 86, Iran, 85, India, 83. Other places on the list include Iraq, Egypt, Vietnam, Turkey, Indonesia, Morocco, Mexico, Russia, Colombia, and the Palestinian territories. There's all some kind of Christian persecution in all of those places. There's a number of reasons for saying that. Number one, you know, we're in Margaretville, and so our little church here doesn't really focus on that a lot, because this is like a global problem. It's like, yeah, so what are we supposed to do about it? Well, I think that if every church does something about it, we can really make an impact. And I don't know that there are not people here in this church, or not people within the grasp of the people in this church, who will literally be moved to become a part of the activism that goes on around the world. Very, very dangerous work, by the way, that goes on around the world representing Christ and holding up the arms of some of these people who are in country and doing this kind of work. We've known people who have, you know, sometimes younger folks will, I think, without a lot of forethought, really jump into some of that. And sometimes I think some of this work is great for older folks, folks of age, of maturity. They named, we just killed this bad guy this past week, and they named the operation after this young Christian woman missionary who was treated brutally and murdered by this bad guy that we just killed. And so it was one of the things that I appreciate about our present administration is they recognize the threat to Christianity, and they recognize Christianity as a positive force in the world. So not everybody's against us, and that's really important, that we're not, it's not us four and no more. There are a bunch of us who really care about this. But I'm telling you, this is a worthy cause. It's a worthy cause in the world that we live in. You all are here, and that gives me hope. That gives me hope that we're building something that's going to endure, something that's going to grow, something that's going to see a day where there is going to be an explosion of Christian faith. From seeds that have been sown, from lives that have been lived in front of our friends and neighbors. And people are going to say, this thing makes much more sense than aliens. Amen. This makes much more sense than an amoeba crawling out of pond scum, you know, that happened by accident. That Christianity has much more intellectual chops than its competitive belief systems. The Christian worldview is dense with knowledge and intellect and spiritual righteousness. And everything that's good. You can't find anything bad about Jesus. Jesus is the only human being in the world who never did anything bad. You find me somebody more pure than Jesus and I'll follow him. But Jesus, there ain't nobody more pure and more right than Jesus. There is nothing more worthy of you laying your life down for than Jesus Christ and the gospel that he represented to save the whole world. Why do we follow Jesus and not Muhammad? I mean, there's places where, you know, this young girl, you know, just they told her, if you just, you know, will just deny Jesus and, you know, and follow Islam, maybe we won't kill you. Maybe we'll stop torturing you. He said, nope, nope, ain't going to do it. Ain't going to do it. Sorry, ain't going to do it. And she's by herself now. She's by herself now. Now, when you're at work by yourself and all the unbelievers are around you, you're not even in danger of being beheaded, being killed, being tortured. They're gonna goof on you a little bit. They're going to make fun of you. They're going to hate you. They hated Jesus first. Jesus said, if they hated me, they're going to hate you. Ah, get over it. Stop being everybody's best friend. Get over it. Follow me. Because you're being everybody's best friend by following me. Because then they've got something to see that can make a difference for them. And maybe they'll get to go to heaven too. It's not just you. You got your heaven ticket punched. Oh, good. I got my heaven ticket punched right here in my pocket. No. We got to drag them kicking and screaming. Jesus said, go into the highways and byways and compel them to come in. When all the fancy Dans and the rich guys and the influential people in the community, they said, nah, we're too busy to come to your wedding feast. Sorry, you know, I know you're a nice guy and everything, but I got my cows to feed, you know, and I got more important things to do. The master said, what? I want my house full. I want this wedding feast for my son full. Go out into the highways and the byways and compel them to come in. And then the wedding takes place. And he sees a guy who doesn't have a proper wedding garment on. And he says, friend, why don't you have the proper wedding garment on? Guy said, take this man and cast him into outer darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So when you get Jesus and you say, yeah, I believe in Jesus, it's time for you to start dressing up your soul. Your soul. Your soul. And you know what the Bible says? The clothing, the white linen clothing of the saints are your righteous acts, your works, your righteous acts. Come up and say, no, man, my generation, you didn't have to go to church or anything. You could just be a Christian. You know, nobody would know. I just believe the Bible, that's all. I just believe the Bible, that's all. Listen, you don't even know what you're saying when you say believe the Bible. You're talking about ancient writings from across a couple of thousand years, compiled together by biblical scholars and poured over for generations and worked on by scholars for generations to give us a right rendering. It's not just, I believe the Bible. Yes, you should believe the Bible, but know what the Bible is. Know what the Bible is. Know how we got it, how it came together, and the translations that are available. And how do you believe the Bible? Jesus talks about a camel going through an eye of a needle. That's supposed to make you think.
Everyone says, no, the eye of the needle is a gate in Jerusalem, and camels could just barely squeeze through it.
No! He was talking about putting that camel through the eye of the needle. That's how hard it is for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Why? Because you tend to depend on your riches instead of depending on God. Romans chapter 10. From verse 10, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for all Israel is that they may be saved. That's what Paul said. Paul said, I wish I was accursed that my brethren of in Israel, my Jewish brethren, would be saved. I wish I would be accursed for the sake of them being saved. He said, for I bear them witness, they do have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. Don't tell me how much you love God without studying his word, without understanding the gospel. Don't tell me you love God. That's a lie. That's baloney. You have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, are seeking to establish their own righteousness. They have not submitted to the righteousness of God, for Christ is the end of the righteousness, or is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. So once you get Christ, it doesn't matter what your rules are. He is your righteousness. Jesus is your righteousness. That's why Christianity is defined as falling in love with Jesus and then acting like him and emulating him like a little kid emulates his father. For Moses writes about the righteousness which is of the law. The man who does those things has to live by him. But the righteousness of faith speaks this way. Don't say in your heart who will ascend into heaven. Sister Nancy, she's an angel from God. Surely she's going to go to heaven. Don't even say that in your heart. It's not your judgment. That's not your judgment whether she's going to ascend into heaven or not. That is to bring Christ down from above. You're putting Sister Nancy on level of Jesus. Nobody's on the level of Jesus. Anybody you say who's a good person, you're putting on the level of Jesus. They ain't good people. There's people who are saved who have recognized Jesus Christ died for our sins, and we all deserve the alternative. Or on the other hand, who will descend into the deep? Well, that guy, there's Hitler and Stalin and Lenin, and they're all in hell. We know it. What are you telling me? Jesus' blood didn't pay for their sins? Are you saying that? You can make that judgment? Oh, wow, God, thanks for making that judgment for me. That's to bring Christ up from the dead. That means that Jesus' blood didn't pay for their sins. And you know it because you're making that judgment. See, our faith doesn't speak that way. What does it say? It says the word is near you in your mouth and in your heart. Everything that you say that comes from your heart is where your salvation comes from. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart somebody believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him, he will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. How then shall they call on him if they haven't heard about him? That's what Paul says. How could anybody call on the name of the Lord if they haven't heard the name Jesus? How can they call on the name Jesus? That's what he's saying. And how shall they believe in him of who they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? So what are we supposed to be doing? We're supposed to be preaching and sending. Larry Kessler told me the other day, he stopped by a little store and he got a sandwich, and the little gentleman said, they got chatting, the little gentleman said, you go to that church down there? He said, yeah, that's when we're here, when we're visiting our Andy's home, that's where we come to church. He said, oh, I listen to that guy on the radio every week. 25 years every week, you've been sending me on the radio to preach the gospel so people can hear. So people can hear and know and believe. How will they know unless somebody's sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace. My feet are beautiful. I got a couple of beautiful dogs. They're not that pretty, honestly. But God likes them. Who brings the glad tidings of good things. What's so good about Jesus? You don't got to go to hell. Because there's only one name given under heaven and on earth by which men must be saved, and that's the name of Jesus. There's no other name that you can have that when you punch the clock, the code word to get into eternity with God is Jesus. But he says they have not obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who has believed our report? So then, faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Faith doesn't come by hearing the word of God. No, faith comes by you opening your heart. Faith comes by you opening your heart. And your heart opens like a clamshell as you continue to consider God's word. As you put yourself in front of fiery preachers who will be able to explain this word to you and convince your stubborn soul that you need to allow God's word into your heart. So that you can believe, so that you can preach and proclaim and know that Jesus Christ is the way and the truth and the life. No man comes to the Father but by him.
Hey guys, this is Jake Johnson coming to you from our On Fire radio studio. We pray this message has encouraged you. And maybe you're listening today and would say, Jake, I want to join this cause. How do I start? Well, I'll tell you, because of our sins, there's no way that we can make it to heaven on our own. But God did send Jesus, his son, to die for our sins. And Jesus said that if you confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father. So pray with me today and begin a new life with God. Lord Jesus, I recognize that I'm a sinner. I believe you lived a perfect life and died on a cross as a sacrifice for my sins. I repent for my sins today, and I place my life in your hands. I give you all that I have, and I ask that you would cleanse me with your blood. And fill me now with the power of the Holy Spirit. I walk forward today into a new life with you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Hey, listen, if you prayed that prayer with me, I'd encourage you to get a Bible. Download a free app on your phone. It's called YouVersion, the Bible app. You can start a Bible plan and start reading the Word of God. Start a prayer life and start spending time with God. And find a Bible-believing church. I want to take this time to personally invite you to Catskill Mountain Christian Center. We're at 629 Main Street in Margaretville, New York. We have church every Sunday at 10 a.m. and we would love for you to join us. Come find us and let us know that you've been listening to On Fire Radio. We would love to meet you. And maybe you can't make it in person, but I can tell you this. We have a YouTube channel and we have a Facebook. You can find us on both those platforms. Listen back to our live sermons, watch our YouTube videos, stay connected with what God is doing in the Catskill Mountains. I'd also like to give you an opportunity in partnering with us. And if this word has ministered to you today, would you consider giving to the work of On Fire Radio? On Fire Radio is brought to you free, online, and on the radio each week because of generous donations from listeners like you. You can give online, and you can also find out more about CMCC and our other ministries by going to www.cmcconline.org. Again, that's www.cmcconline.org. And we'd love to hear from you. You can send us a message from our website. You can send us a message from our Facebook, or you can post a comment from whatever platform you're listening to this radio show or on our YouTube channel, and let us know how God is using this ministry to work in your life. And if you have a prayer request, we want to hear about that too. How can we pray with you? Please let us know. On behalf of Pastor Bob Englehart, this is Jake Johnson signing off. God bless, and we'll see you in church.